People are not your projects. The only project you really have is yourself. And so I think, especially for people pleasers or people who consider themselves to be parentified at a young age, right? They became parents to their own parents or were given the responsibility of that emotionally in their lives, might now find themselves often choosing people to bring into their lives who need fixing. Because, and this is something that I've had to kind of work on throughout my own experience in my therapy sessions, sometimes we feel like by fixing others, we can fix ourselves via proxy. That by creating somebody or putting somebody together and making them better or perfect, think of the, you know, broken bird syndrome, the wounded bird syndrome, or even like the imagery of Frankenstein, right? Putting something together, creating something, creating new life in somebody, we can do that for ourselves. We're doing it for ourselves. By creating something that's perfect, by creating something that's put together, that we have rebuilt ourselves through doing that, that we are now good enough because we have created something that is good enough. And obviously, that's not true. That won't ever actually happen for you because you're pouring all your energy and attention and care into people who might really want to be fixed, right? They want to be receiving that energy. They might be very comfortable taking that energy from someone else. They might be comfortable being a person who can wallow in their brokenness, right? In their self-hatred, their own self-pity, and want other people to do the work for them, to step in and do that for them. And you might fall right into place when you encounter someone like that because it is exactly what is tied to your wounding, right? It's tied to your narratives, beliefs, conditioning. You might encounter those people and the dynamic might happen very easily. They need somebody to do the work for them. You want to do the work for somebody else because it makes you feel worthy and valid. And therefore you end up devoting a lot of time and energy to doing that for someone, to being that person for someone, the fixer, the carer, the, you know, Dr. Frankenstein, whatever you want to call it. And then you don't do that for yourself. You take all that energy away from yourself. So the irony here is that you're trying to fix yourself by fixing someone else, right? You're trying to make yourself feel worthy and valid and valuable by being there for someone else, caring for someone else, putting things together for them, paying for things, whatever that might look like for you. And you're not doing that for yourself. So in a sense, you're continuing to break yourself in that process. You're taking away time and energy from yourself. You're taking away care from yourself throughout this because you can't do both, right? You can't pour all of it into somebody else and reserve some for yourself. It's not possible. So by trying to fix yourself through fixing someone else, you're actually breaking yourself more. You're not giving yourself any of that energy and attention. And so it won't work. But of course, it's easy to fall into these patterns because it's what you've been conditioned to think you should be doing, the kind of person you should be. And that's where your value lies. You're only good enough when you are giving, when you are doing something for someone else, when you are a tool for somebody else's own self-actualization, which of course is not fair to you, and it's not fair to your inner child. Your inner child who didn't want that, who wanted to just be a carefree child, is saddled with a responsibility of somebody else, of someone else's life. And that's not fair to them. And obviously, you know, in life, we are interdependent creatures, we're communal creatures, we do have to help each other, and we should. It's a good thing. But I'm speaking specifically about over-giving, over-empathizing to the point where you are taking away from yourself in an unhealthy way. Yeah, sometimes in friendships, relationships, family dynamics, we have to give a little bit more when someone needs a bit more from us, of course, right? But that's also expected to be reciprocated. You give a little, you take a little, it balances out over time because that's how we maintain health within the collective, right? But if one person is always giving, the other person is always receiving, then there's an imbalance there. And sometimes the person always receiving isn't receiving it in an appropriate way either, right? That person might have not been taught how to receive that in a proper way, in a way where it actually sticks or it actually matters. That's why you might see maybe in your own dynamics where you are pouring into somebody, you're giving, you're being there, you're doing what you need to do, and they're not really changing, right? They're not growing in the ways you want them to. They're not being fixed in the ways you think you're fixing them. Because you can't control a person. You can't make them do anything they don't want to do. And if they don't want to do it, if they're not able to receive the energy that you're giving in the way that you want them to receive it, or you think they should be receiving it, then it won't be received. So that energy is really not going anywhere. You know, it's kind of being wasted. Because it's different if it's somebody that you are pouring energy into and they are intentional with it. They want it for the reason that you are giving it to them for. Not everybody's like that, right? We're not aligned with everybody in that way. And not everybody can read our minds, and we can't read their minds. So to give it with the hope or expectation that they are receiving it in the exact way you want them to receive it is kind of, you know, setting yourself up for failure. You're wasting that energy without knowing if it's actually doing what you want it to do. But again, you know, part of this is also taking responsibility and accountability for your own actions and realizing that you're trying to control another person to an extent, right? You're trying to fix them in the ways that you think they need to be fixed. But in reality, the way you think they need to be fixed is subconsciously how you think you need to be fixed, right? You're putting that energy that you should be putting into yourself in all the ways that you think you need to be fixed into them and thinking that they are exactly like you. They're not. And this isn't to say that you are broken or you need fixing or that we all need to be fixed. What I mean is maybe there are things in your life that you know you're not doing for yourself, right? You're not stepping up for yourself in certain ways and you're aware of that. And instead of doing that for yourself, you're doing it for someone else via proxy, thinking that that's what they should be doing and that's how they should be. Because maybe you've been conditioned to believe that putting that energy into yourself, taking time to work on yourself in those ways is selfish, self-centered, self-indulgent. And those have been things that you've been conditioned to believe are not good, are not right for you, are not where your acceptance and validation is found, right? You're only accepted and only validated when you are giving more to others, when you are self-sacrificing. You are a tool for somebody else. So of course, it's not going to feel right to pour that energy into yourself, to be self-indulgent in those ways that are necessary for people, right? You have to do that for yourself. It's not an option. Yeah, it'll feel selfish if you've been taught that self-care is selfish, but it's not. Because if you can't care for yourself, if you can't be in the best emotional, mental, physical headspace for yourself first, you can't be that way for anyone else. So you're not really doing anyone any benefits by sacrificing yourself, by overgiving, thinking that it's better for other people, when meanwhile you're, you know, sitting there with anger, frustration, resentment, not caring for yourself in a variety of ways. You're really not helping anybody, and definitely not helping yourself, you know, because you're feeling the repercussions of that. So that's the kind of irony of people pleasers, right? They're going out of their way to please others, thinking that this will please others and make them happy, and not pleasing themselves at all, not taking care of themselves, and then being people that aren't healthy, you know, physically, mentally, whatever that means for you. And so you're not benefiting your community at all in that case, right? Because you're operating from a place of mental instability, from resentment, aggression, frustration, whatever else. So you're really not being helpful or pleasing in any way. And that's the irony. The thing you're setting out to do so intensely, you're not even achieving. So then it's important to ask yourself, okay, what's the point then? What am I really doing this for? And is it working? Like, what's the intention here? Again, bring it back to intention. I love thinking of intention. I think that's a great way to approach any sort of personal development or just self-awareness. You know, what is the intention here? And am I meeting this intention? So I think for people pleasers or people who have been parentified, realizing that fixing others, taking on someone else's project, making them perfect, making them amazing in the ways that you want to be, you know, you want to do for yourself, is not going to do that for you. You might pour into someone else thinking that they'll pour back into you. But if that person is just a receiver, maybe they're very comfortable being the broken bird, maybe they're comfortable being on that receiving end of things, they won't pour into you because they don't know how to even. It might not even be a malicious neglect, you know, of pouring into you. It might just be that they don't know how, because that's not the dynamic here, right? The paradigm you're existing within is you're the giver, you're the pourer, and they're the receiver, they're the taker. So they might not even know how to. So it's also important to be mindful of who you're pouring into, who they are, who they have shown themselves to be. You have to believe that about them and not think that they'll change the more you give, right? The more you pour into their cup. Why would they, right? Because if that's the dynamic you've established, why would they do something different? It wouldn't work anymore. Then the relationship wouldn't make sense anymore. So it's really important to be mindful of the energy you're giving, why you're giving it, and who you're giving it to. Like, those three things are so important to be mindful of. And, you know, also, at the end of the day, you can always change dynamics, right? You're not stuck in them. You might think, I've started this now, it's been going on for so long, I'm depleted, but this is what I have to do now because this is the dynamic, right? This is the relationship, this is the friendship. you can change it in any moment you want to. You have that power. You're giving all that power away. So you just need to take it a little bit back. And you have the control in that scenario, right? You can't control everything in life, of course, but in this scenario, you have way more control than you think you do. So you're not stuck there. This isn't an inevitability for the rest of your life. You can change it, and you just have to decide to change it. Even if that means just retracting a little bit of that energy. And the people who don't like that or who can't exist within that kind of dynamic, they'll fall away. You know, and that's sad and it's painful and there's grief to it. But ultimately, when you start pouring back into yourself, when you start giving to yourself, it the feeling you have of that, the pleasure, the enjoyment, the feeling of security and safety within yourself kind of outweighs some of that grief, because it's what needs to happen, right? That's where you're finding the balance in your life and in your dynamics with people. So I hope this was helpful. I hope it gave you some perspective on, you know, fixing others and what that means for you and how you might be seeing yourself. If you want to talk about these things in more detail, feel free to book a one-to-one call over on my website. As I always say, I am not a therapist. I just am really passionate about these things. And this is all work I've done on myself and I'm continuing to do. So if it resonates with you and you want to pick my brain a little bit, you can do that over on my website. I also have a Substack where I talk about all these topics, or I write about them rather. And follow me on TikTok and Instagram for the rest of my content. Other than that, thank you for listening, and I'll be back again soon with another episode.